Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 10th day of the month of Menachem Av. I hope that everyone had a easy and meaningful fast. About 2 minutes here, if you're in the New York, New Jersey area, we'll hit Chatzos at about 1:02 for our rabbi on the call today, Rabbi Foxbrunner in Atlanta. Got about another 42 minutes. And down South Florida, another 25 minutes until we hit Chatzos. I do hope that everyone had an easy fast and a year to Hashem. All of our tefillos are answered for good. And then this month of Menachem Av, this month of Nechamav, we pour Shabbos Nachamu, we're comforted with the ultimate comfort, the Gula Shalem of the Karov. Today's day 668, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for the Chayalim, for the soldiers, and should watch over them, heal all those who have been injured, bring Nechama to all the families who have lost so many precious ones. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Bill Foxbrunner, a congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Foxbrunner will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach, the Chatufim for the hostages, for those who are held captive, which is the Mishaberach for the Shuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Foxbrunner will give us about a 30-second pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, ou.org/Tehillim call. It is 1:02. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you for sponsoring, for being the champion of this amazing call. I'm actually sitting in my office here in Beth Jacob, Atlanta, where just a few months ago we were zocha, we merited to have Rabbi Herman here in town. And he stepped aside in the middle of a busy schedule and entered into this very office to host this call. So in addition to you, representatives of the Jewish people stopping your days, we have to give thanks to Rabbi Herman for stopping each and every one of his days to make sure that this call, very special call, happens. I want to offer two messages in this post-Tisha B'Av Tehillim call. One message is about this time period as we come out of Tisha B'Av. And the second message is also this time period, on a more practical note, in which so many are packing up for travel. So the first note, the first message, we, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, have collectively experienced 3 weeks and then 9 days and the difficult yet deeply meaningful mourning of Tisha B'Av itself. And now, as Rabbi Herman mentioned, we are at a transition point entering into the period of Chatzos, of midday, on the 10th of Av. The halachos of mourning are lifted right about now, depending on where you are. And we are starting collectively to shake off the dust of the earth of mourning, Isna'ari me'afar kumi, as we say in Kabbalah Shabbos. And we look forward towards a brighter future. So many of us are revving up our washing machines, sorting through piles of clothing, charging up those shavers. It's an exciting time. And yet, the haunting tune of Elit Zion is still in my head. And I'd like to share a thought, the same thought, but modified, that I shared yesterday in my shul. It was a similar earlier transition point about 24 hours ago that we got up from the floor and sat on chairs and benches. And I think this same idea is even more relevant now, 24 hours later. It's been pointed out that the tune to the final kina, Elit Zion, is not just reserved for Tisha B'Av at the lowest point of the year, but that tune is actually heard several times throughout the year at some of the highest points of the year during Musaf on Yom Tov, on the Yomim Tovim. On Tisha B'Av we sing, Elit Zion V'yareha, Wail, O Tzion, and her cities. But during Musaf, on our most joyous days, we sing, which means rebuild your house as it was at first. The similarity in tune injects a bit of mourning into our otherwise joyous Yom Tov davening. It reminds us that our Yom Tov is not complete. Our joy is not complete until we have the Beis HaMikdash once again and can offer up the special sacrifices of Yom Tov. But perhaps there's another message here. Perhaps the similarity in tune not only informs our Yom Tov with a bit of sadness, but perhaps it informs our Tisha B'Av with a bit of hope. Just like on Yom Tov we recall Tisha B'Av, as we sing the Nei V'Yisrael Kevat Chila, so too on Tisha B'Av we recalled Yom Tov. We are reminded that despite the tragedy, there's always hope. Despite the mourning, we are destined to great joy. As Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, we must never, ever give up hope. We must never, ever despair, even on Tisha B'Av itself, and all the more so now, as we are starting to launder and shave our way towards a new spiritual reality. Let these seemingly mundane chores and shifting of halachic reality fill us up with hope and comfort as we look forward to Shabbos Nachamu and beyond. That's the first message I wanted to point out. It's very poignant, exactly this moment at Chatzos on the 10th of Av, that idea, the message of hope and of yearning for a brighter future which is coming our way. My second message is a note about travel. I want to utilize this national stage to give thanks to somebody and to encourage all of you to follow it in that person or those people's footsteps. And I don't know who they are. I recently spent 2 nights with my daughter in Vogel State Park, camping in North Georgia near North Carolina. We pulled into the campgrounds late, and there was nowhere for us to pay for our camping spot. So we pitched our tent for the night and resolved to work it out the next morning. The next morning, as there was no minyan in the vicinity, I was davening in my talis and tefillin, and I was at a spot in the davening where I couldn't interrupt with speech. And lo and behold, a park volunteer came driving up in her golf cart, and she walked up to me and she asked me if we had registered at the visitor center. So I started gesticulating and pointing to my watch and making all sorts of motions to try to convey to her that we got in late and we were planning on it. She looked a little confused. My expressions weren't really conveying the right message. Then she looked again. She looked up and down. She noticed my talis and tefillin. And she said, with her southern drawl, she said, "Oh, y'all are praying now?" I nodded. And she looked again at my tefillin. And she said, with her southern accent, she said, "I know you're kind. Y'all always do the right thing. Please pray as long as you like and go pay later." Pardon my fake southern accent. So when she said to me, she turned to me, she said, "I know you're kind." My heart began to sink. The media teaches us that we're not well-liked and we need to be on guard at all times, and that may be true. However, when she said, "Y'all always do things right," my heart began to sink. Some Jew before me had made a Kiddush Hashem. Someone visited Vogel State Park, proudly looking like a Jew and proudly acting like a Jew, making a Kiddush Hashem that benefited me and, so to speak, also benefited Hashem. So I want to thank you, whoever you are, and for the rest of us, that should teach us the value of proudly being Jewish and proudly sprinkling the fairy dust of Kiddush Hashem wherever we go. So just as my heart went from thinking to singing, and just as Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, go from Tisha B'Av to Nacham Mu'ami, take comfort, let's resolve to embrace the upcoming season of hope and comfort, invest ourselves in repairing the lack of Kiddush Hashem that we felt on Tisha B'Av with greater amounts of Kiddush Hashem wherever we find ourselves. This call itself is also a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem, and thank you for this beautiful opportunity. So with that message, those messages, let us recite the daily Tehillim. Starting with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatzeach, Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancho Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisodeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'olosecha Yedash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Chilavavecha, V'chol Atzasecha Yimalei, Nirano Mishuasecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalasecha, Ato Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishilcho, Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho, B'dvuros Yesha Yimino, Eilu Varechez, Ve'eilu Vasusim, V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazir, Heima Karo V'nafalu, V'anachnu Kam Revinis Odod, Adonai Hoshio, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu, Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzor, Binos Deshe Yabitzeini, Yomei Menuchos Inahaveini, Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheini, V'magle Tzedek L'ma'am Shemo, Gam ki yelech v'gei tamoves lo ilero ki ato imodi shiftecho mishantecho heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai sholcho neged zoriroi ishanto v'ashem en roshi koster rizoyo. Achtov v'chesed yiri defuni kol yamei chayoi v'shafti beveis adonoi liorech yomin. Kof Chos Aleph 121. Shir l'malos eiso einai el heharim me'ayin ilo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, Osei Shomayim Varetz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shemrecha. Hinei lo yonum, velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yiminecha. Yomom HaShemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach v'lo yelo. Adonai yishmorecha, mikor ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeyzcha buecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Koflamid 1:30. Shir Hamalos, Mima Malkim Krasich Adonai, Adonai Yishima Vikoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashubos, the Kol Tachnunoi, Mima Vonos Tishmoyo, Adonai Mi Amod, Ki Imcha Hasulicha, the Manti Vore, Ki Visi Adonai Kivis on Nafshi, Vulid Voro Hocholti, Nafshi Ladonai Mishamidim Laboker, Shamid Laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imof dus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosov. Finally, Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, 142. Maskilo David, b'hir yoso v'maros tefilo, koli el Adonai ezok, koli el Adonai ezchanon, eshbok lefonov sichi, toresi lefonov agiz, v'yisateif olai luchi, v'ato yodati nesivosi, Borach zu aleich tom nufachli, habet yamin ur ei, ve'en li makir, ovad manos nimeni, ein doresh lenafshi, zu'achi lecha adonoi, amati ata machzi, chelki v'eretz hachayim, hachiv el minosi, kidalosi meod, hachivei nemirot pai, yamsu mimeni, hotzia mimaskir nafshi lhodos es shmecho, bi yachtir tzadikiyim ki sigmar aloi. Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzoro v'shivya. Omdin ben v'yom uvin v'abosha. Malkom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyeh mitzoro l'irvocho. Me'afeilo l'oro m'shivu l'geula. Hashra bagalo b'zman kariv v'nomar amein. In English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say Amen. Prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mi sheberech avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzeva haganol Yisrael v'anshei kachos habitachon haomdim al meshmaratzeinu v'orei Eloheinu migvul halvanon v'amei bar mitzrayim hayom hagadol alavo haravo ubechol makom shehem v'yabasha v'avir bayom yitein Adonai es oizeinu hakomim oleinu migafim lefnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmo V'yatzil Es Chayalei Mikol Tzar V'tzuka Mikol Nezal Machla Yishlach Baruch Hu V'Aslecha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yad V'Yersoneinu Tachteihem V'yatzvein V'chesi Yishua U'V'ateres Nitzachon V'yikuyom Behem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleich Imachem L'ilochem L'achem Imor V'eichem L'shiyazchem V'namar Amen. Prayer for those held in captivity. Misha Derech Havaseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Yivarech Yishmor V'Yintores Medreitz V'Hagnov Yisala Ushpuyov That Kol Achena Hanesunim B'Torah V'Shiv Yavavor Shakol HaKohol HaKadosh Hazeh Yispalo B'Avurom HaKadosh Baruch Yimoli Rachamim Olehem V'Yotiyem Michoshech V'Tamoves U'Mosra Soyhem Yatek U'Mimitzukusehem Yoshiyem Yishiva Mehera V'Chek Mishpechosehem Yodu L'Adonai Chastov Nifla Osov L'Adonai Adam ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדנו ישובון ובואו ציון ורינו, ושמחה עולם על ראשם, סוסים ושמחה ישיגו, ונשאו יגון ואנוכו ונאמר אמן. Finally, we will end with a mishaberach for cholim. I'll pause for 30 seconds for those of you to insert names, those who are in need of a refuah shlema. Mishaberach habaseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Dovid Shlomo Yivorech, es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimoli Rachnim Aleihem Yilachnimam Ulrafam Ulachazkam Ulachiyosam Vishlach Lehem Era Vafur Shlema Minin Shemayim Vachol Evarehem Vachol Gidehem Vesok Shar Chol Yisrael Vafuas HaNefesh Vafuas HaGuf Haash Bebagalov Vizman Kariv Venomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Foxbrunner. Great to hear your voice. What a beautiful story. A really, really incredible lesson. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the Yiratz Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Also, just want to take a moment, a dear friend, a neighbor, actually, in our community who has been with us on the Daily Tehillim Call, I believe since the first day, or just around, I want to wish a big mazel tov to Rick Sherman, on the birth of a grandson. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Continued simcha for your entire family. Nachas from children and grandchild, and emirson grandchildren soon. Another one on the way. B'shat tova, m'sachas, and good health for all of you. And thank you for always being a part of the Daily Call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. See you back tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern.